After finding numerous health and safety violations, state regulators have voted to pull the license of the Framingham Pharmacy tied to the deadly national outbreak of fungal meningitis. The outbreak has now claimed 23 lives and sickened more than 300 people. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports on the state's preliminary investigation into the New England Compounding Center in Framingham, or NECC.
A state inspection that began 1 month ago paints a picture of a pharmacy poised for problems. Floor mats show dirt and debris at the entrance to NEC's so-called clean room, where pharmacists mixed medications. Equipment used to sterilize drugs was not regularly tested. And, says Dr. Madeline Biondalillo with the Department of Public Health, batches of the steroid linked to deaths across the country were shipped out before NECC pharmacists had confirmed they were safe.
DPH investigators documented that on 13 occasions, NECC staff shipped orders from the suspect lots before receiving their own test results, confirming that those lots were sterile. Medication was shipped as long as 11 days before results were received.
DPH inspectors saw black matter in vials of injectable steroid recalled to NECC, but they have not yet found the root cause of this meningitis outbreak. Biondalillo claims the pharmacy was breaking state rules by selling drugs in bulk, not just to individual patients with a tailored prescription.
With this violation, NECC was operating beyond the scope of their compounding license, instead acting as a manufacturer.
In a statement, New England Compounding Center's attorney Paul Sorrell says, quote, "It's hard to imagine the state didn't know about both the manner and scale of the company's operations." State inspectors have suggested they didn't have the authority to tell NECC to stop filling bulk orders for buyers outside Massachusetts. Governor Deval Patrick seems to agree.
Normally, interstate commerce is a matter of federal oversight, but for various reasons, there has been little of that over the years.
Patrick is creating a special commission to look at changing state pharmacy regulations. As well, he says inspectors will begin unannounced visits to 25 pharmacies that, like NECC, make sterile, injectable drugs. And the state is moving to permanently revoke NECC's license. The Framingham-based company says it has already surrendered that license. At a Statehouse press conference, Patrick addressed the victims of this fungal meningitis outbreak.
On behalf of the entire Commonwealth, I want to extend condolences to those who have lost loved ones and encouragement to those trying to recover. No one should live in fear that medicine is unsafe.
But with the scope of this tragedy still unfolding, with no word on how fungus got into supposedly sterile vials, and with uncertainty about how to avoid a similar calamity, it may be a while before patients feel complete confidence in the medicine they ingest. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.